and installation prices on your new GE appliance. So get over to Appliance Discounters and find out why we have the happiest customers and the unhappiest competition.
Altair Travel wants me to remind you that the Cardinal Cruise is right around the corner. 7-night Eastern Caribbean St. Louis Cardinal Cruise. Headliners include manager Mike Matheny and a host of players. Enjoy duty-free bargains of St. Thomas and the most breathtaking beaches of St. Martin. Altair Travel and Cruises want you to know that cabins are going fast. January 25th through February 1st, the Cardinal Cruise. Call Altair Travel for more information. 314-968-9600 or altairtravel.com.
At St. Louis Bread Company, try the Mediterranean Wild Salmon Couscous Salad, topped with tender wild sockeye salmon fillets. Available at participating St. Louis Bread Company bakery cafes.
Tech Talk time. I'm in a real bad mood today, and it's all because of technical stuff. Get into that a little bit after I tell you that you need to call if you have a technical question. My daughter went out yesterday. Her TV just quit on her. And so she's calling me from the store. Do I want 1080 or 720? This has 3 HDMI. And I actually sounded like I knew what I was talking about to her. So maybe that's your dilemma. You're shopping for television. Maybe it's a phone question. Maybe it's computer. If it's tech, we have the guy. His name is Jose Hernandez, and he is brought to you by Oric and the 7 locally owned and operated Oric Home Care Centers. They're great stores. Be sure you tell them your AM and the PM when you go in. Here are the numbers, 314-969-KTRS, which is 969-5877. And I'd call it right now. That's the one with the most lines. The one with the least lines coming in is toll-free 888-550-5877. You will talk to Jose. First come, first serve. And now I give you Jose Hernandez.
Hey, everybody.
Hello, Jose.
Hello, Frank.
For people like me, the good news is when you get your TV from a dish, if it snows on the dish or it's real cloudy, you don't get any TV reception because you did. This snow was so dry and so much wind, I never lost TV reception. I also get my internet from a dish. This morning, I lost all internet, and it's not about snow. So I was very frustrated. And you know that business, and you folks have all been through this, when you call, especially a computer issue, and they go, well, let's try a few things. And you already know they're not going to work, but they make you do it anyway. Unplug the blah, 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 and wait 15 seconds. Okay, nothing. Now, type this in, 192.61.161.something.something. Nothing. Okay, have you had a power outage? No. Are there currently? No. And it's just so frustrating. So I guess I'll get this figured out by tomorrow. Other than that, everything is okay. You guys have any thing for Jose? Any tech issues?
No, nothing.
Well, Jose, what do you have for us?
AT&T, we talked a couple weeks ago about T-Mobile is going to offer $350 for you to end your contract with any other cell phone provider and come on over to T-Mobile. They're going to announce that officially January 9th at a press conference. AT&T announced today that they'll give you $450 to switch from T-Mobile AT&T.
It's a bidding war.
It's a bidding war for users.
This could be great.
It's very nice.
Remember gas wars?
Oh, yeah.
He doesn't know what that is.
You remember having to go?
Yeah, I remember hearing about it, yeah.
You remember having to go on the even or odd last digit of your license plate?
Yes. 70s.
Yes. You went, whatever the last digit was, if it was even, you went on even days of the month, odd on odd days, and you couldn't, if you ran out of gas in between.
Too bad.
Yeah, thanks.
Yeah, it was rationing, and the whole thing was a big joke, I think, and it's a scam. No, gas wars would be like the guy across the street would have gas at, well, back then it would be like 69.
Right.
Nine. Hey, shut up with the 69 thing. So the guy on the other side of the street would go, okay, 67. And then the other guy put his sign up, 65. And the public was the winner.
Man. Yeah, that's great.
But you just keep running around to whoever kept dropping the prices, whatever you thought would be the lowest. What else do you have?
NSA is building a new computer for itself. It is a quantum cryptography computer.
About time.
It's basically designed to break every kind of encryption known to man currently. According to a report from the Washington Post, they're going to spend right at $80 million for this thing. And, of course, everything the NSA does has to have a code name. The code name is Penetrating Hard Targets.
It's obviously not a secret code name.
No.
You know it.
No. And the Consumer Electronics Show is currently going on in Las Vegas. They have announced a Bluetooth connected to an app toothbrush.
What?
An electric toothbrush that will analyze your brushing habits and help you brush smarter. The concept would also help motivate or shame users into brushing more often.
See, no thanks.
Not necessary.
Stupid.
Intel has released a report today. What happens in a minute on the internet? Every 60 seconds, 640 million gigabytes of data are transferred around the world. 6 new Wikipedia articles are published. 20 people have their identity stolen. 204 million emails in 60 seconds. 80% of those are spam. 1,300 new mobile users, people getting cell phones.
Every minute?
Every 60 seconds.
Holy.
Around the world.
1,300 people get new cell phones every minute. Wow.
47,000 apps are downloaded. Amazon had $83,000 in sales. Pandora streamed 601,000 hours of music. 20 million Flickr photos are viewed. 3,000 are uploaded. Twitter has 320 new accounts, 100,000 new tweets per minute. Facebook has 277,000 logins, 6 million views. Google has over 2 million searches. YouTube has 30 hours of video uploaded every 60 seconds. And 1.3 million videos are viewed. Currently today, the number of network devices is roughly equal to the world population. According to Intel, by 2015, the number of network devices will be twice the world population.
All right, here's an old man, unhip, out-of-it statement. I don't tweet. I've never followed anybody on Twitter. And I don't know that I ever will. So my question is this. Hashtag. Mm-hmm. Does that mean that's the subject?
Essentially, yes.
If I want to tweet you.
Right.
I set up a Twitter account.
Right.
And you have a Twitter account.
Right.
And then I just, why is that any different from an instant message? I don't, because it goes to a bunch of people at once, or what's the deal?
Well, the instant message is between the two of you. If you were tweeting, the joke of the day, people like me would have an account and follow you. I want to follow Frank Opinion.
We'd all get it at once.
We'd all get it at once.
So what's the hashtag part?
The hashtag is a way of tabulating it together. So if we all want to talk about, for instance, it would be FOP joke of the day 1614, today's joke.
Okay.
We would hashtag it that way, so then when we wanted to talk or comment about it, they would all line up underneath that hashtag.
So it's just like a folder. It's everybody hashtag this.
Yeah, or you can search by hashtags. Like, let's say you want to read every tweet about the snow in St. Louis. I'm sure you could search for, like, hashtag snow in St. Louis,
in Twitter,
and you'd read every tweet that
you
is related.
You make up
to,
your hashtag
yes,
name?
Yeah. Yeah, you can.
Oh, yeah, you make up whatever you want.
I know that really makes me sound out of it. I'm pretty up on some stuff. I just don't get the whole tweeting thing.
How many people care what
you do every 10 minutes? I don't.
It's the fastest way news is spread nowadays.
That's correct.
I get that part of it.
And they estimate a third of your Twitter followers, whoever has them, are not in your country of origin. That's how the news gets around the world so quick, is it, you know. One out of every three people lives somewhere else.
But then don't you, like everything else, have to be careful as to whether or not it's credible? It's easy to shoot out a tweet that's bogus.
It happens all the time.
And you can do it anonymously.
But the way that works is if enough people send out a similar tweet, they presume it's accurate. Like if all the Syrians are going, by the way, our village is being bombed today, one you might ignore, but 57 of them, you go, yeah, I bet they're being bombed today.
You want to take some calls?
Please.
Last time to give the numbers, then we'll jump right in. 314-969-5877, toll free, 888-550-5877. We start with Paul. Paul, say hello to Jose.
Hello, Jose. How are you, sir?
I'm good, Paul. How are you?
I'm very good. AM and a PM.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. I just got a quick question. I got a Kindle Fire, I guess, HDX, 7-inch version from Santa Claus a couple weeks ago. And when I press, I put it in an OtterBox case, thinking that would probably be the best option in case my kids get a hold of it. When I press it on the back, like one up in the back corners, you can actually see like my finger impression on the screen. Is that normal, or is there something wrong with that thing?
I know the OtterBoxes are fairly tight. Seeing the impression is probably just the fact the box is so tight on it.
Okay. So that's normal with, I guess, that kind of a device, as thin as it is.
Yeah.
If you press it hard enough on the back of it, you're actually going to see that impression on the front.
Absolutely.
Okay. No, I just want to make sure it doesn't explode on me or anything.
Well, I can't guarantee that'll happen, but...
All right, Paul, thank you.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
Okay. Bye-bye. There goes. Can we still say Happy New Year? Is it too late?
I think it's still acceptable.
I think you're good for a week.
Okay. Yeah.
Only 6 days in. Maybe we'll still do that. Charles, say hello to Jose.
Hello, Jose.
Charles?
AM and the PM.
Thank you, Charles.
Hallelujah. My wife and I are a little computer savvy.
Mm-hmm.
She has a Windows 7, and I'm still using old XP.
Yes.
But we've been out looking at some of the new tabs that you carry around, like the Asus Transformer T100.
Yes.
And a Microsoft Surface.
Mm-hmm. Both very good products.
Well, I was looking at it on the net, and they said, like, the Surface, there's some thought that maybe Windows might be going to drop the RT version of Windows 8.
Well, that's just the non-Windows version of Windows. There's two versions of Windows 8. One is for genuine Intel processor Windows powered tablets, and then the lesser powered tablets run the version that's called RT.
Okay, so even we just want to get our feet wet with the touchscreen and all that, and even if we bought a Windows 8 if RT, if they decide to stop making it, we're still okay, probably.
Well, you run an XP machine. That's been running for 13 years, and they're just now getting ready this year to end any support for it. So I think if you get an RT machine, you'll be okay for a good 5 to 10 years.
Okay. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Thank you, Charles. Happy New Year.
All right. Same to you.
All right. That's Charles. Here's Johnny. Johnny, say hi to Jose.
Hey, Jose. Enjoying the cold weather? I just wanted to... mentioned on the Netflix, my Netflix, it seems like, and I was running on Firefox,
mm-hmm.
On my Firefox browser, but it always comes up getting out of sync between the video and the audio. And so I did Google it, and they said, try another browser. So I tried it last night on Internet Explorer, and mm-hmm. I still get a lot of that syncing problem. Do you know how to fix that?
I would actually try Google because I think Google has a plugin specifically for Netflix that optimizes the speed. And then the other browser, you might want to try is Safari, which is actually a Macintosh browser.
Okay, so the Chrome, Google Chrome?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, great. Awesome. Thank you.
Hi, Johnny. Thank you.
And if you use that, you can get your Chromecast and take it from your laptop and put it on your big television.
Got it.
There you go. Thank you, Johnny. Happy New Year. There he goes. And here's Mary. Mary, say hello to Jose.
Hi, Jose. How you doing?
I'm good, Mary. How are you?
I'm fine. I'm A and MGM.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. Hey, listen. I got a Jazz tablet for Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever heard of that?
I have not.
Oh, okay. I got it on one of those QVC HSN things.
Okay.
You know, and it's got all these apps and everything. And my friend's got a Kindle Fire, and I was just wondering if you had ever heard of the Jazz, although when you look it up, it's got good reviews,
mm-hmm.
because when you're watching it on TV, it does all this stuff with bells and whistles, and now I got it home in front of me, and it's like, what do I do? and I was just wondering if you ever heard of it.
The Jazz is likely one of the semi-Android tablets. It's not a true Android. The Kindle Fires and the Nooks from Barnes & Noble run the Android system, but it's a specific system for those. I think the Jazz is probably like that, and the fact that you don't have a true Play Store to go buy apps or download apps, you go through the Jazz system. It's not.
Yeah, it comes with like 210 things on it. You know, I just.
And
you know,
how many of those have you used already?
Well, I got to get my little cousin over who knows. He's one of those techno kids, you know, 21 years old that knows everything.
That's exactly what you have to do.
But I don't. Okay. I don't think you went. I don't think you went wrong with the Jazz.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Mary. It's Ladies' Day. Here's Sharon. Sharon, say hi to Jose.
Hi, Jose.
Hi, Sharon.
I'm AM in the PM.
There you go. Thank you.
Okay, first of all, my husband and I are computer illiterate, all right?
Mm-hmm.
Just tell you that right up front. We've had a gateway with an Intel processor brains in it since it's 6 years old. And we have been restoring it numerous times to keep it running for, mm-hmm. Months and months and months. Now, at this point, we can't do that anymore. It just won't do. I mean, we get a screen, but then it keeps wanting to start over and over and over. We tried to go into the information we had. Are we at a point where it's just better to get a new computer, or should we try getting this thing fixed?
My opinion would be yes, it's time to look at a new computer.
Okay. That's what I wanted to find out before I try to get with anybody and get it fixed. Do you have any suggestions as far as computers go?
I will tell you that there are two manufacturers of CPUs, probably three or four manufacturers of hard drives, and probably a handful of memory manufacturers, motherboards the same way, and thousands of people who will put their name on the outside of them. So basically, you want to set your price point. How much do you want to spend? And then you wander into one of the big box stores and say, I want to spend $1 billion. Show me what computers I can get for that.
And if we're not, I mean, if we use it for very limited use, can you just give me an idea of a price range we could get something that we would like? I mean, just, I'm saying limited.
$350 or less.
Okay. I thank you very much.
You're
okay?
Very welcome.
Sharon, thank you.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.
There goes Sharon, and there goes the segment. Out of time. If you did not get in and something's driving you nuts, and I know there are people out there who got something for Christmas. I know exactly what that lady's talking about. She opens this thing up and she can't get it. When I got an iPad, I didn't know you had to go plug it into the computer and activate. And I turned the iPad on and I got that Apple symbol. And that's it. And
that's
I just thought, well, what a this piece of crap. Sometimes it's not as easy as they make it sound. But if you didn't get your question answered, this is Jose's email address. It's techquestions@ktrs.com. That's techquestions@ktrs.com. As always, we thank the folks at Oric and the 7 locally owned and operated Oric Home Care Centers. If you've never been in, please go in. I know that you know they make a great vacuum cleaner, but they have some other terrific home care products that will make your house cleaner, a better place to live. Oric, give it up. Till next Monday for Jose Hernandez.
Good day, everybody.
Thank you, Jose. And now joining us live, the one and only John Landolf. Hello, John.
Hello, Frank.
How are you?
I am fantastic. A little cold, but, you know, it's wintertime. And we get snow. You got a little too much snow as far as I'm concerned, but there's not a lot we can do about it, is there?
No, there's really not. I ran into a really weird situation when I came into the station. I walked in the studio here, and it is so unbearably hot. And I said, Peon, he said the air conditioning is out. It's frozen. And I don't know, this doesn't make sense to me because I don't understand the heating and air conditioning, but he said that this place apparently runs the air conditioning even in the winter because the equipment, all the stuff, puts out so much heat. So we have no air conditioning, and no matter how cold it is outside, it's like an oven in here.
Yeah.
And the last thing I thought I would ever say today after I woke up and went outside was, boy, whew, it sure is hot in here, but it's actually very warm. It's warmer than it ever is in the summer in here. And I,
really?
Yeah. And
so what are you wearing?
I'm wearing a Mizzou sweatshirt. That sounded kind of gay, didn't it?
Yeah.
What are you wearing? A Mizzou sweatshirt and some cargo pants. And I wore the sweatshirt, which I normally don't wear because I thought it'd probably be cold in here today. Just the opposite. Not complaining. I'd rather be warm.
Well, you're kind of complaining.
Rather be warm than freezing to death.
Yeah, but if you would have walked in and it was 48 degrees or 50 degrees in there.
It's been
freezing.
Close to that. We keep the studio really cold. It's usually in the upper 50s, low 60s in here. So who had to shovel a foot of snow off those cars?
It's funny.
Well, it is kind of funny.
You think that's funny? Why don't you, I tell you what, you want to talk about some great exercise. Why don't you come by tomorrow?
No.
It's going to warm up.
No, I'm heart attack age.
No, you're not.
Sure,
you're in great shape.
I'm sure you have some pretty big drifts there, huh?
Yeah, we do have some big drifts there, buddy. They're a little too, and you know, in between those cars, if there's one good thing, it's that it's so cold, it was a light, fluffy snow. So, you know, it pushes pretty easily. But yesterday, you know, shout out to Bruce Weiner, greatest service manager in the country, 29 years with Johnny Landolf Chevrolet, Chris Thornton, our detail manager, I think a couple of other, they were there yesterday, snow plowing yesterday. We, you know, in anticipation, we moved over 250 cars and trucks out of the way so that we could plow. But the wind was blowing so bad that it was just blowing right back. And, you know, it's kind of hard. 15 acres, about 800 to 900 new cars, new trucks, and pre-owned vehicles. So you want to talk about getting a deal?
Yeah.
Right now?
Yeah.
We actually sold a few vehicles today. very busy in service, but we had a skeleton crew. We didn't want to get some people out in this cold, cold, cold weather. But, we still had business. We're always busy.
See, I'm the kind of guy who thinks this is the day to get a deal. Boy, they'd be glad to see you any business on a day like today. You go in, you get the royal treatment.
Well, your cohort in crime, your partner, McGraw Millhaven, he and I text back and forth because I'm up early, and I said, for today, big storm of 2014, today and tomorrow, because we'll still be cleaning up, $1,000 off all internet prices.
Whoa.
The internet prices that we have right now at LawnUp.com are already crazy low. I mean, crazy low. Call me crazy.
No, I'm not going to do that. You might use it against me.
You're crazy.
Now, come on, Lauren.
There you go. I knew it. Yeah. No, but no, really. $1,000 off the internet price. And so that sold two vehicles. Mentioned it on the McGraw-Millhaven shows. Sold two vehicles for us this morning. Now, we are going to close at about 6 or 6:30 tonight because we're going to get there early again tomorrow morning to get ready to start pushing more snow. Even though it's all been snow plowed, we still have to push off of some of the cars. And, you want to talk about fun. Whew, boy, is that fun.
I bought a new snow shovel Saturday at one of the big hardware stores. Yeah, and I got out after it had all fallen and stopped. I think I shoveled for 20 minutes, and then I just looked out and realized I'm not making a dent. I'm not even a dent, so I just gave it up. I gave up and hired a guy to come with a big old blade in the truck, and it's senseless. It was too much driveway, and it was actually at my house at least a foot across the whole driveway. And you're right, it was light and fluffy, and it wasn't wet and heavy, but it was still, the volume was significant. It was a lot of snow.
Well, you have to be careful out there, Frank.
I know. That's why I quit.
Be careful.
That's why I quit.
Did your wife go, hey, how about getting out there and shovel some snow?
No, she was out there with me. I had two snow shovels. We had an old one and a new one. I gave her the new one because that's the kind of guy I am, and I took the older one, and we went out. We shoveled together until we both realized that between the two of us, we weren't getting anywhere. We were not getting anywhere, so we quit. That's the first time I picked up a snow shovel in a long, long time. But you know what? It is what it is. And would you agree the TV coverage was just excessive? It was unnecessary.
We were in the car running a couple of errands, Mimi and I, and exactly. CBS Sunday Morning. This is one of the best programs.
I know.
On TV. And, we were like, yelling at the TV. Well, I wasn't, okay? Mimi was yelling at the TV, and she almost wanted to call the station. And I'm like, it's the same thing. Over and out there, but they're funny though. Some of those, here they are out in the elements and they're kicking the snow. They're showing you with their boots.
I know.
Where it was 2 hours ago. Here, I know that. I get the same junk out here.
But do they not have any idea that we, as viewers, that we're watching laughing. It laughing and making fun of them? Can they not know that? How ludicrous, how ridiculous it looks? And here's the thing. Everything they kept saying over and over and over, they could have said in 1 minute. And here's what they were saying. It's going to be bitterly cold. There's going to be tremendous wind that's going to whip that snow back out over the roads. Be careful. Don't go out unless you have to go out. And here's how much snow we're going to get. And here's the temperature. That's it. And they could have done all that in a minute and then done it again in an hour for the people that didn't hear. But they kept just saying the same. And let's go now to Jeff Schmidleton. Jeff, what do you got going out there? And everyone they went to, it was the same
kneeling
exact
down,
scene. It was a dash cam and a road with snow
on
it.
I'm in Old Fellon, Illinois.
Oh,
where are you?
And it was
the same stuff.
Same
and
story.
You could tell that they were just in a car with the heat on, and they probably said, okay, 3, 2, 1, get outside. They're saying, I don't want to go outside.
Nobody wants to be the one station to say, hey, we're not going to do all this.
But here's the deal. When there's nothing to report except, look, there's snow on the road, it's like you can tell they're hoping maybe somebody will slam into somebody.
Catch a spin out.
And will catch something. Yeah. But they didn't. And they kept still going out there.
There's the plows behind me, as you see, as they gang plow.
There was one of the reporters on one of the stations. And the wind, she must have been facing the wind because she was trying to talk one time, and the gust of wind, she actually had to cover her face. She almost started laughing, And then she's like, okay, this is Susan Johnson reporting live, you know, freezing my backside off out here on Highway 70. And the guy inside the warm studio, one more question, Susan. I don't know, what her name was. But I was like, really, one more question? I would have told him, hell no, I'm done with your questions. I'm going back inside that Chevy Taco.
And the other one is when they interview any of the MoDOT people, the street people, the SALT people, it's the same, and you learn nothing. Here's what they say. I'll tell you exactly what I'm going to say. We talked to, you know, Bill Dinkelman of the State Highway Patrol. Bill, what do you guys got to plan? Well, we're going to have crews out early. They're going to be working around the clock. A lot of them on long extended shifts, 12-hour. We're just going to do the best we can. We know that when it gets real cold, some of this chemical is not as effective. Blah, 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 blah. Same thing. And then they do that over and over and over. It was just, and I'm with you on CBS Sunday Morning. It's my favorite show.
That's a great show. I mean, what a waste. What a waste not to have that on. But have you noticed some of the people from MoDOT, though? God, love them. But they're monotonous, though. I mean, they're just talking like this, and we're going to push the snow, we're going to push it over here, I'm going to push it over there, and it's going to be cold out.
Oh,
everyone be careful. Stay off the roads, everyone stay off the roads, stay off the roads, stay off the roads, because, you know, our plow's got to get... I mean, it's like, really?
I'm with you, though. I love it when they kneel down and pick up some snow and then let it fall out of their gloves. Like, we don't know what that looks like.
Or they rub it to see how deep it's getting.
Yeah.
Look, we already have about 2 inches here.
It's hilarious. And then the other hilarious thing is the team coverage. And they show you all the members of the weather team that are going to be working
Bob
on this.
Bob Schmidt in Lebanon.
And they're all freezing to death. You know they're not having fun. I don't know what they're paying, but it's not enough. I saw one girl, she had a ruler. She pulls like a ruler out of her
my
pocket. I almost fell out of my chair. I was laughing so hard. I'm like, seriously? Who said to her, hey, by the way, grab a ruler out of the Chevy van here, our team coverage van, and stick that down in the snow and see how stupid you look.
Oh, she may have just done that. And they said, the consultants went, oh, great idea. Great idea. Use the ruler.
That should get us an award.
Well,
ruler out of that pocket.
Here's a great idea. Go buy yourself a Chevy while it's miserable. That's a good idea.
We've had more people call and inquire about the Chevy Tahoe, Chevy Suburban. Even the front-wheel drive Equinox goes so much better than anyone in a rear-wheel drive car. Stay home.
No, you actually should. You get the pass, because if you have a rear-wheel drive car, this is something you shouldn't be in. And here's something I learned a long time ago. A front-wheel drive vehicle has 85% of the pulling power of a 4x4. That's a fact.
All the displaced weight is right in front.
That's right, under the engine.
Your engine, your transmission, your drivetrain is right up front. And the torque and your, if anything, you have to be careful, because if you put the your foot on the foot feed too quickly, you'll get a spin out, but it's from the front side versus the back side. But, you know, just drive safe, everyone. It's still going to be pretty dicey out there, I'm sure, tonight. And I sound like one of them, don't I?
Yeah.
It's going to be really dicey.
But they never said dicey, though. They didn't say dicey.
Yeah, they use that.
But, you know, even in the comfort, okay, of your living room, your kitchen, wherever, LawnDoff.com, LONDOFF, LawnDoff.com, you can start the process and almost complete the entire process online. Some emails, Chip Unterberg, internet manager, and his team. You know, it's just, I get more and more of my friends. I'm like, go online, check out what we have. Here's my email address. If they don't have it, we'll send some emails back and forth. We can do the payments. They can go online, do their credit application. It's just, I mean, it saves so much time. We'll even bring the vehicle to you. More and more people.
Really?
Not that you don't want to come in this beautiful weather, you know, the 1375 Dunn Road in beautiful Forest, Missouri, and come by and see our place, because I guarantee you this, we will have one of the very first car lots down to asphalt by tomorrow or the next day, all the cars lined up, because that's just where we are.
Hey, I can give an actual testimonial for the delivery. The car that I just bought from you, I had delivered to my house. So he's not lying about that. And that's not extra special treatment for me.
No.
You do that for anybody.
You don't have to be Frank O'Pinion.
No.
You know, Joe Johnson, anybody.
In fact, if you're listening, Joe Johnson, if you're out there listening, have him deliver a car to you. Yeah.
But, all right, so, you know, we're going to be open a couple more hours tonight. That's it. Because I'm not going to keep people there, especially our receptionist, Mary Ryan, sent her home earlier, and her backup, Lynn Hagen, we sent her home. Just don't want them out there driving, you know, at 7 or 8 o'clock tonight. It's going to be too dangerous. So, everyone be safe. But you know what? Every day in January. January, and then eventually February. We're one day closer to springtime.
There you go.
Remembering that, all right?
Good way to look at it. All right, John.
All right, Frank.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Take it easy. Bye-bye. John Landoff. 800 cars. Somebody has to get the snow off of.
Man.
And this snow that's on the ground now is not going to be going away anytime soon. Because even the warm-up tomorrow is, what, 17, maybe 20?
Yeah, by this weekend, they're saying close to 50.
Well, it's going to take a few days of that.
Oh, heck yeah.
The snow, a lot of it's going to be sitting around for at least 2 or 3 weeks, depending on what happens after that. All right, we're going to break and come back. This is the Big 550 KTRS.
Let's see how the roadways look right now. Here's Tim Weiland.
You know, Dan, I listen to you guys talk about all the news people out there, and you say it's hilarious, but doesn't it offend you the way they talk down to you like you're a kindergartner?
Well, you know what? You're right. It almost is kind of offensive, but what it tells me is that no TV station, nobody there has an original thought. They do what consultants tell them to do or what the other guy's doing. I would ignore those people and do something completely different. That's the station that's going to stand out, is the one that's different, but they can't do that.
I agree with you, but I was, my wife and I were watching it, and I kept telling Karen, this is offensive. I mean, we know that the snow is a cold snow, and it blows, and we know how deep it's like we've never seen it before, and it's kind of offensive. And we
spend more than 10 minutes outside.
Yeah, and we know that 10 below, we know there's some records broken, we know it's bitter, we know it can be dangerous, we know electric heaters can catch your house on fire. We know that, but you don't have to tell us 50 times. Same thing over and over and over.
Yeah, I know.
Wow.
All right. Well, they've cleared that accident on southbound 55 after Butler Hill, so everything is running well there. They've just reopened the westbound lanes at the King Bridge. You had a stalled vehicle that was blocking all lanes, so that has just been reopened. You do have an accident on eastbound 44 at Bowles, and then you also had a stall that was blocking a lane on eastbound 44 at 109, and it looks like eastbound 270, right just a little bit east of Washington Elizabeth, you've got a couple of stalled vehicles and partially blocking a right lane. And this traffic report brought to you by Radio Shack. Get up to $300 when you trade in your eligible working phone at Radio Shack through 131. Details at RadioShack.com. Void where prohibited. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
While other stations just did their usual programming, the Big 550 KTRS was on the scene with full team coverage of the worst winter storm to hit our area in 20 years. We will continue to get the latest from Ameren, the National Weather Service, MoDOT, and local officials as this dangerous weather emergency continues. The Big 550 KTRS is there when you need us. When you need us. Depend on it.
Are broken eyeglasses keeping you from seeing the action? Spectrum Eyeglass Repair has been the leader in eyeglass repair for over a decade. We can fix that expensive pair of sunglasses you thought were doomed to the glove box forever. Spectrum Eyeglass Repair carries the largest selection of pre-made polarized clip-on sunglasses and has the ability to make custom-fitted clip-ons for almost any eyeglass frame. We have two area locations, Crestwood and St. Peter's. Check us out in the Yellow Pages under Optical Repair or on the web at SpectrumEyeglassRepair.com.
If you are thinking of new hardwood floors this year, don't miss out on this one. Midwest Floors Hardwood Clearance Sale. Hello, I'm Brian McGee, President and CEO of Midwest Floor. For a limited time, Midwest Floor will be reducing its inventory on a great selection of birch hardwood flooring. You can have beautiful 5-inch wide hand-scraped birch hardwood for an incredible $379 a square foot. That's right, you can have one of the most beautiful hardwood floors made. 5-inch wide hand-scraped birch for only $379 a square foot. And with your choice of 8 gorgeous pre-finished colors, you can't go wrong. So start your year off right with the new hardwood floor. Hurry into one of our 2 stores and take advantage of these great in-stock savings during our hardwood clearance sale. That's Midwest Floor in Brentwood and Chesterfield, or online at MidwestFloor.com. quality since 1939.
Since 1974, homeowners in the greater St. Louis area have trusted PermaJack more than any other contractor when their house is settling or if they have bowing and buckling walls. But who do you call when you notice water in the basement? Well, it's also PermaJack. The representatives at PermaJack are extremely knowledgeable in all aspects of foundation repair, including leaky basements. PermaJack provides permanent solutions to all your nagging water problems, whether it's a simple crack repair or a comprehensive drain system. They will make sure your basement remains dry, and they'll back it up with a written guarantee. So for home settling problems, bowing and buckling walls, or if you have a leaky basement, call the company St. Louis has trusted for over 30 years, PermaJack. Call PermaJack today at 636-225-2553. That's 636-225-2553. Family owned and operated since 1974. When your building needs a helping hand, solid as a rock, PermaJack, 636-225-2553.
The Mizzou Tiger Club's new monthly STL Tiger Talk lunches begin January 7th and will be held the first Tuesday of each month in 2014. Join Mizzou greats TJ Moe and Justin Gage on January 7th at the Jefferson Grill in Kirkwood. Cost is $20 per person and includes lunch. Reservations should be made by calling Kurt Sawyer at 314-401-8604. Go to MizzouTigersClubSTL.com for more information.
M-I-Z-Z-O-U.
At the Gatesworth, you set the standard for exceptional senior living. A St. Louis tradition for 25 years, they offer residents personalized service and a variety of lifestyle options. Their warm residential setting and commitment to quality ensures that each resident has what they need, when they need it, and the way they like it. Visit them on the web or Facebook, or schedule a personal tour and see for yourself how the Gatesworth does senior living your way.
That's a good burger.
What are we talking about? The Dam on Morgan Ford, right down the street from Tower Grove Park. It has the best food in town. It's slow food, fast, with the friendliest gang in town. They have it all. Dine-in, delivery, or even takeout. Enjoy the new outdoor patio and an awesome neighborhood in the heart of the South Side. Check out their amazing menu, or better yet, check out the food in the amazing menu at thedamstl.com, and you'll experience the best damn food in the Lou. The Dam is located at 3173 Morgan Ford, next to the Amsterdam Tavern.
The Big 550 is your home for everything Mizzou. Tune in this Monday night from 6:30 till 9 for Mizzou Monday, live from Friendly Sports Bar and Grill in South City with John Hadley and Jim Huer. We'll recap the last game, preview the next game, and for everyone at Friendly Sports Bar and Grill, we'll have more fun off the air. Mizzou Mondays, live from Friendly Sports Bar and Grill in South City. Brought to you by Ivanovich Vodka, award-winning imported vodka from the Netherlands. 5 times distilled and available in straight 80 proof and 10 mouth-watering flavors. And the Big 550 KTRS.
Olé, 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 olé.
To dedicate this song right here, hot, 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 to Bob McKay. Bob, this is for you. We're on vacation years ago. It's a big Caribbean, you know, when you're on vacation.
Oh, sure.
And so Bob loves this song, and I like it. There's a guy selling CDs. So I bought one, and Bob says, no, I think I can get a better deal than that. So Bob gives a local money to send him a CD and save a few bucks. So he gives the guy the money up front. CD never came. Never came. And Bob is real proud of the fact that he got his for less than I got mine. Well, he didn't get anything. So Bob, there you go. Hope you enjoy hearing that, because you don't have your own CD. I do. I just, paid on the spot and brought mine home. Jim is on the phone. Hello, Jim. How are you?
Hi, Frank. I'm doing great. Love your guys' show.
Well, thank you. How can we help you?
You know, Frank, we were all in agreement on how stupid the TV stations are with this coverage, and we're wondering, do you think they do the same thing up in Minnesota and Wisconsin and Michigan?
I don't think so. I don't see how they would, because it's an every winter occurrence there.
Right. I mean, so we're... If you move a little south, we're all stupid then, I guess.
I guess, man. But do you think any of them will be listening and have a meeting and go, you know, the feedback from the listeners that called in the radio stations, they don't like this stuff. And they won't. They'll do it again. That's the part I don't get.
I don't either. We continue to have to live through it. I wish somebody would shake them up a little bit. Maybe you should go into TV after you retire from radio.
No, okay. Now, and all I need is one thing, somebody to hire me. That's the only thing that's standing in my way, is somebody to hire me. Jim, thank you for the call. Happy New Year.
Thank you, too.
All right. Yeah, I'd go on TV. I never would years, but I'd go on now. The heck? You get to a certain age, you go, yeah, I'm not that concerned anymore with looking like Brad Pitt. It's not going to happen. So, yeah, I'd go on TV. This is Mary. Hello, Mary.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm good. I'm AM in the PM.
Thank you. Hallelujah. What's up?
Well, I called to tell you that I do not have Dish or cable. I have that converter box with the rabbit ears and that. Mm-hmm. And I got up to watch the Sunday morning show, too, because I love that show. And I was so mad it wasn't on, and I was flicking through my channels.
And you got it on a sub. You got it on a sub channel, 4.2.
Yeah, 4.2.
We finally did the same thing, because on our dish we don't have that option. But we have a couple of TVs just for backup that run off an antenna, and we went there, and there it was on a secondary channel.
Okay, well, I didn't know if you knew, so I just wanted to let you know in case it happens again, because it will.
But do you not agree that most people who like that show found it unnecessary to cover it up with all that weather?
I was mad. I was so mad. I couldn't believe it. It's because I usually don't have the opportunity to see that show early in the morning because I work late in the evening, so I kind of sleep through it.
And if they're interested in feedback, I can't imagine there are 10 people that say thank you for taking CBS Sunday Morning off the air and putting all that weather on there.
Yeah, I was just so mad. And then when I flicked through the channels, I was thank God it is on.
All right. Well, I did find it, and I appreciate it, Mary. Thank you. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you.
Okay. Yeah, she's right. They've all got like three different channels now, 4.1, 4.2, 4.3, whatever. Bill Clavlin's on the way. Ballast Dental Care is the place that I have gone to the dentist for 40 years. I'll hit the 41-year mark this coming spring. And I would like to say that I've been in there twice a year for 40 years. There have been a couple of years where I skated and I didn't go for, I don't think I ever go more than a year. 9 months sometimes, maybe not the 6 month mark. For the most part, though, it's twice a year. And I never dread it. Never dread it. Last week, somebody said to me, and I forgot what it was, and it was something pretty horrible. And this person said, I don't care how bad it is, it beats going to the dentist. And I said, wait a sec, I don't know where you go to the dentist, but you got the wrong dentist. I said, you hate going to the dentist that much? This person says, it's the thing I dread more than anything. And right then I knew this is not a person who goes to Ballast Dental Care. People who go to Ballast Dental Care do not dread going to the dentist. In fact, they look forward to it. You ask my mother-in-law. My mother-in-law goes to Ballast Dental Care. They look forward to it. There's something about the way these people treat patients, and they know when people walk in, especially first-timers, oh, boy, here comes another person who's going to anticipate something horrible. It's not going to happen. Not going to happen. You're going to walk out of there going, I never, ever knew going to the dentist could be this pleasant. You want to find out if I'm telling the truth or not? Make an appointment. They'd love to have you as a new patient. Ballast Dental Care, the corner of Ballast and Clayton Roads, ballastdentalcare.com.
Let's get a look at traffic now. Here's Tim Weiland.
Well, they first cleared an accident. Now we've got a stalled vehicle on eastbound 40 just before McKnight that has the right lane blocked, and a new accident on southbound 141 at Highway 44. Traffic is backing up to about Marshall Road. And this traffic report is brought to you by Radio Shack. Trade in 5 working portable electronics and get $25 credit toward a Fitbit Flex tablet or more at Radio Shack through 228 in stores. Details at RadioShack.com. Void where prohibited. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Next time on the Martin Kilcoin Show.
It's back to work for many, maybe not back to school. And if you're a parent with the kids at home, it's been a long holiday break. How about 18 straight days with the kids at home? That's what Aisha Sultan, our columnist from the Post-Dispatch, has been dealing with. She'll provide some tips. Also ticked off Tuesday. And don't forget, Jane Pauley, in studio on Friday.
The Martin Kilcoin Show, weekdays from 10 a.m. until 1 on the Big 550 KTRS, live and local.
Hey, St. Louis, are you tired of the appliance stores around town who state that they will match competitors' prices? Well, why should you do all the work for them? At Appliance Discounters, we price our appliances lower than any competitors right off the bat. This is Denise Bradley from Appliance Discounters, and we have proven to our customers that we have the lowest price on Bosch appliances. Not only will you get the lowest price on the product, you'll also get the very best service and installation prices on your new Bosch appliance. So get over to Appliance Discounters and find out why we have the happiest customers and the unhappiest competition.
At St. Louis Bread Company, try the Mediterranean Wild Salmon Couscous Salad, topped with tender wild sockeye salmon fillets. Available at participating St. Louis Bread Company bakery cafes.
Downtown St. Louis, it's the Bill Cleveland segment starring Bill Cleveland along with Bruce Limprist and the All Boy Orchestra, brought to you by Laclede Cab, your AM and the PM cab company. You don't want to drive in this mess? Call Laclede Cab. The app is STL Taxi. It's free and it's a great app, STL Taxi. And now here's Bill Cleveland.
Hello, everybody. Happy Monday.
You too, Bill.
Well, you know that new song, or the newer song, I should say, What Does the Fox Say? You've heard that?
Oh, my yes. Goodness, yes.
Yeah, well, now the answer is nothing. Stupid fox froze to death last night.
Oh, boy.
It was 81 degrees in parts of Florida on Sunday. Right. Although, to be fair, just like here, drivers there were also going 5 miles an hour.
Old age humor.
And with everybody snowed in this week, summer's saying you might see a baby boom in St. Louis in the Midwest when September rolls around.
Yeah.
It might be true. I noticed while shopping on Saturday there was a run on bread, eggs, milk, and Barry White CDs. I give you an idea how cold it was. Michael Bolton now refuses to get out of that Honda and sing.
Oh, boy, that is cold.
And finally, this afternoon... Well, it's not just cold here in St. Louis. All over the country, it's freezing cold. In fact, today in our nation's capital, President Obama had to call AAA to jumpstart his teleprompter.
Oh, man. I hate that.
The Bill Cleveland segment brought to you this afternoon by Laclede Cab, and I am Bill Cleveland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Thank you, Bill.
Okay, see ya.
Can you imagine working for AAA the last couple of years?
Oh, man.
They had to be... extra busy. You know, when you're AAA, you just wish for, like, every day to be 70 degrees. I'll tell you who's thrilled to death right now, Matheny. Oh, man. I mean, look, you would be, too, if you're in the heating business. Don't go away. We got a great cold weather joke coming. 5 o'clock.